For Israel, come before you, Yahweh, to bow in your presence and to shebak you. For mighty is the Kadosh One of Israel. We come to your presence this Shabbat, this Shabbaton, unto our great Abba, to worship, to call out and to cry out unto our everlasting King. We come in the mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, the Tikvah of the whole Bayit of Israel. We prepare our minds, our levems, to the certain and the sure sound of your Shofar. As we bow in your presence, our great King, we do pray that you stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance, that we may remember where you have brought us from, the shackles of bondage and sin. How do you deliver us out of the yokes of bondage and darkness? Our minds given over unto the captivity of hell, ruled by the powers of darkness. Yet the light of Yahshua HaMashiach shone in. It broke every shackle of bondage, broke every vile thing that had brought us under the captivity of the lasciviousness of our own flesh. And the light of the Sadiq, of the righteousness of Yahshua, it made us free, and free indeed. We are free to worship. We are free to cry out unto you. We are free to acknowledge you. We are free, Almighty Yah, to cry out unto our power. We are not bound by the powers of hell. We are not bound by Shatan. We are free to walk in the liberty of Yahshua HaMashiach. We are free with the mind of Yahshua. We are free by your Ruah, Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. On this Shabbat, Almighty Yah, we pray you pour out your power a mighty way, richly upon Israel, that every sin, every transgression of the Torah will be identified, that we may repent, we may have teshuvah, sincerity of repentance, from the depths of our innermost, we cry out unto you for the vile nature and the actions that have come from the belly of hell, that we will perform those things that are vile, sadistic, and evil, that our slate may be cleansed, our minds may be pure, my dear God. We may walk in the light of Yahshua HaMashiach. We barak you this day. We barak you for the strength of your truth. It is an unfailing truth. Despite the opposition by the flesh of man, your emat will stand. It will never fail. Despite the enemy that as he rises up against your emat, it shall stand. It's an everlasting truth. We do pray that you bless Israel, that are scattered throughout the nations. We pray your strength upon Israel here, the remnant, the small elect seed, Yah, that you have ordained for this hour, for the trials of affliction, for the tremendous burden of affliction that they shall endure, for your name's sake. So in Yeshua we live today, Yah. Yeshua we have our being. Yeshua we have our confidence. Yeshua we have our trust. Despite how things look, we know the outcome of it, Yah. For there is an eternal expectation for the house of Israel. And we delight in the fire of testing that you will grant unto us, that we may prove all things, that your word is true, that your Hamashiach, he is the everlasting truth. We have confidence, Yahweh. We pray that you will barak us all today, that we will sing praises unto your name. And touch those that are sick in their bodies, the flus, whatever, Yah, deliver them, I pray. We ask you to strengthen Israel, those that will join in live with us today. In this live service, we pray that you barak them and strengthen them. Give them assurance today. Let the words of the man's servant's lip come forth like a fire, that it burns down to the depths of one's heart, that one's sins may be exposed, and that the darkness of their own love may be exposed. We ask it in Yeshua's mighty name. We barak you today. We honor you, Yah. Let your Ruah sweep this place. Let the power of your Ruah sweep in this house. We shall shout the Teshua. We shall dance to the Ruah. We shall sing to the praises of our Abba. We shall have the gladness of Yeshua. Hallelujah. That we shall please you in all things, our Abba. We delight today for the Shabbaton unto Israel. Give us understanding and knowledge. Cause our lips to praise you. Our hands to be lifted up clean without the stain bearer of sin. That our voices rises to the occasion to acknowledge our Abba and the mighty power of the words of his Hamashiach, Yeshua the Lamb. We shall take comfort this day in all that you speak unto us, Israel. Bless us all today. Let every song be one of great fervent of zeal toward you, Yah. Let the levs of Israel, the levims of Israel sing with a great excitement unto you. And we ask it all in none other name, no other power of salvation, but in the name of Yeshua the Lamb, we ask it. We know that it is done and we trust you, Yah. For this mighty Teshua in Yeshua, the victorious power in Yeshua, we decree it in Yeshua's mighty name. And the body of Israel cried, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For we do delight in the comfort, Almighty Yah, your presence among Israel. You declare by your Torah, you are known by the power of your Mishpatim, your judgments upon Israel. And our prayer today is that you would cleanse us, correct us in your judgments, Yah. Not in your anger, lest you bring us to naught. So we stand in need of your Mishpatim, your judgment among Israel. You may purge and purify the whole remnant of the elect seed. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yeshua the Lamb, the promise of Israel. We barak you. We praise you for this day, for this marvelous time, this Shabbaton, a time of rest. In time of comforting by your Ruah, we ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, Yivarach, Ikat. For Yah, Yeshua, are one in me. Shalom, my friend. May Yah barak you all. Be strengthened, Israel, by the truth of Almighty Yah.
For I delight in the promises of my Abba. For I know my heritage. And I know who I am. I am a son of Almighty Yahweh. Of the heritage of Israel. And I know that. We must be in this hour without any doubt. There must be an absolute certainty as to who we are. We cannot allow the powers that be to destroy the very image of Yahshua that is in Israel. And let me say this to this wicked generation, that Yahweh has always used intercessors. Yahshua intercedes for us. And we can see with the Nabi that there were always intercessors. There were always Shoftim, judges, that would judge Israel to point them back and to redirect them on the path that Yah had paved for them. And if we find ourselves walking contrary to that, then we're walking in our own iniquitous ways. There's something vile, and there's something insidious in us. As Elder Martin and I were walking here this morning, I was prepared to finish up the message on the hell's truth. But as Yah began to open up my love to a certain scripture, I want to go there today because it is very vital. This is a generation that is very vile. It is a generation that has been birthed by a Jezebel spirit of whoredom. And that's why you have these demented, damnable, twisted mentalities today. There is no hava for Yah. There is no sincerity in the drive and the motivation to please Yah. Because iniquity shall abound. We find a generation that's very cold. We find wives that are cold toward their husbands because they're full of their own damnable trash. And you can go to hell, any one of you all, if you think you will cow this preacher down. If you think that you will subdue him under the power of your vile iniquity, you are less than a fool. I will stand for Yah and for his truth. We need the truth of his deliverance. And there's one thing when one walks in the power of iniquity, there is no restraint in them. Iniquity, one cannot stop doing the things that they have done. They continuously regress to the same things over and over. And their vile attitude is always the same. It is never altered and they never change one bit at all. There's a vile repugnance about them. You find a coldness in them. You find a coldness and a stupidity in their eyes. You can see it. You can see the perverseness in their eyes, in their mind, and in their spirit. And what Yah must do, brothers and sisters, he must have men that are strong in the virtue of his truth. And they will stand and cut and destroy every vile thing that has raised its adulterous, putrefying head that has come out of the birth of harlotry and whoredom. And he must attack that with the sword of the Ruah. Many times the concepts of men and the concepts of us that think we know Yah, it has been birthed by this adulterous, unfaithful spirit. Because we are not faithful in the small and the many things, we cannot be faithful in the things that will bring a great strength unto us. And so as Elder and I were walking, Yah began to cause that word to ponder my Ruah, this spirit of iniquitous works. It has come by the way of this Jezebel and this religious, emotional attitude. One cannot see the vile nature of their sins and their corruption. And because iniquity, this Torah lustness, and the Torah is based upon two commands. That you love Yah with all your love, your soul, mind, and all your strength. And that you love your neighbor as you love yourself. Upon that hinges the whole Torah of Almighty Yah.
That is the strength of the Torah. And you can tell when this perverted generation has no Torah, because iniquity has replaced their Torahlessness. And there's a coldness in their eyes. There's a coldness in their touch. There's a coldness in their emotion. And this is a damn wicked, hell-bent cold generation. The wives is as cold as hell because they operate in a spirit of harlotry. And the husbands are cold as hell. And they don't know how to train the children up. And the children walk in an iniquitous mindset. It's a damn cold generation. And I'm a man that has the sword of the Ruah. And I will not fear this wicked, corrupt, vile generation. There's an order for the people of Yah. There's a mindset we must walk in. I look at people, I see such emptiness in their minds. I see no clarity in their eyes. I look at them, you can tell what emanates from them. You look at their spirit, the eye is the inlet to the spirit. You can tell what's in their spirits. I can look at your eyes and tell what's in you. I can look in your eyes and tell when you're loud. I can look in your eyes and tell when you're full of deceit. I can look in your eyes and tell when you've done something corrupt. And so we don't want anyone to be able to discern or to be able to comprehend those kinds of things. But I'm here to tell you, I will not be a weak, shallow man. I will not submit and allow the spirit of this corrupt generation to subdue me. I will stand in the might of Yah, in the strength of Yah. Yahshua said, because iniquity, because no power to restrain them shall abound. He said, the love of many shall wax. There's a waxing. There's a coldness to their love. There's a coldness to their concern or their consideration, their shakhal. There's a coldness to their admiration. There's a coldness to their feelings. You sense nothing that is fervent. I said to Elder Martin, I don't want to repeat what I said to him because my superlatives were very choice. Do you understand? But what I said, it was emphatically. It makes me no difference what one perceives or thinks. It is what the word of Yah says. I did not use that expression, but that sums it up in a less detailed analogy that I spoke unto him. And that is the truth. And because the spirit of whoredom is a self-righteous wicked thing, it's not the Ruah of Yah. And you find it manifest in one thing. I will show you that. I have not prepared anything, or I have something prepared, but this is unprepared. I speak by the direction of Almighty Yah, by the power of His Ruah. And so there is no restraint upon this man, not one bit at all. It is one of the most perverted, powerful spirits upon the face of the earth. It is iniquity. It is a Torahlessness. The power of the Torah governs not the mind. It doesn't govern the Ruah. It doesn't govern the emotions. That's why it is lustful. It is weakly. And it is a profound, despised generation by Yah. Because it's full of iniquity. And brothers and sisters, there's only one way you're going to cleanse yourself of that. I'll get to that as well. There's only one way. But I want to show you where it begins. You may think it begins with someone else. I want to read this. Hallelujah. It says in the book of Yaakov, I'm not trying to save anyone but me. And I'll show you the reason why. I preach like this to save me. Hallelujah. Scripture says in the book of James, in the book of Yaakov, it says in James chapter 3, it speaks to us. James chapter 3, it says in verse 4, he says, I want you to understand, behold, consider, think on this, yada, consider, shakola, I want you to consider this, also the ship, which though they be very great, they're powerful, they're built powerful. And considering what Yaakov said unto Israel here, those ships were not like the ones today. The ships today, they can carry 5,000-8,000 men and women. And tanks and aircrafts and all of that. and fuel to fuel the planes and all. He said, you consider the ship how great they are, and they are driven by fierce winds. Yet are they turned about with a very small ham? Is not the ham very small? It is not as large as the ship. It is a small thing. The ham is very small. It is not large. It is a very small thing that turns something that massive in the oceans, in the seas of the world. He goes on to say, it is turned with a very small ham, wheresoever it governs or it has to go. So it's a very small thing that turns the ship, doesn't it? And that's the very same small thing that turns the fellowship of Israel. There's something that is small that turns Yah away from fellowshipping with you. There's something small about Israel that turns away the kindness of Yah among Israel. There's something that is so vile. It is so wicked. It is so corrupt and it is full of stench. It's full of lies and corruption because it has been bathed by the spirit of Horem. It has not been trained. It has not been taught the disciplines of Yahweh. So it's governed by a spirit of Jezebel. A religious emotion. A religious feeling. And when one stands against it, you watch that Jezebel spirit. Listen, my friend, I don't care if it's your wife. I don't care if it's you. When she is turned by the small infraction, she is a Jezebel. But a man turned away from the disciplines of Yah because he's led by the small infractions of a Jezebel, he's less than a Jezebel. And I do not apologize to anyone. It makes no difference at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can never get to the root of the issue until you began in the issue of your own damnable wicked hearts. That's the seat of iniquity. That's where its kingdom is. That's where its power is. So the ham is a very small thing. But yet it turns a great massive warship. In the midst of the ocean, it turns it. And he says this unto Israel in the next verse. He says, even so that damnable thing in your mouth, the tongue, is a little member, and it boasteth greatly, or great things. It talks, it runs its vile spewing of its corruption, but it talks, and it talks. It says what it feels as though that it can say. I've dealt with some of the most vilest Jezebels you want to deal with. They think they can say what they want to say. I've dealt with some of the most putrefying weak men that you want to deal with because they think they can say what they want to say. But a wise man, he is governed by the Ruah of Yah. He holds his mind. He never speaks so readily. He waits by the prompt of the Ruah. See, Jezebel doesn't do that. When she sees someone that is simple, she whispers, come on, I'm here for you. That's the spirit of a Jezebel. And where are the men of value and strength today to stand for Yah? Where are the heads that they may stand in the maturity of Yah? Come on, y'all, choose the head of man. Man is head of the world. Man is head of the assembly. Here's the head. Here's the head of the assembly. Why? Because it's built upon the rock of Yahshua. And who is Yahshua? He's the head of man. That's what he is. And he has placed in the midst of the orifice of the body those that will bring us together in the power of the unity of his emunah. There's one thing that a Jezebel does. Does she break up homes? Does she cause the man to believe that he really has something that is valuable to him? It is of no value at all, not one bit at all. And the spirit of Jezebelizing, it is a Jezebelizing spirit today. It is rapidly, especially among you that are idle of time. You are wicked. You don't know how to pray. And I will tell you all, I don't care if you're blush creamy white face or you're black and black face. It makes no difference to me. I can tell you that pray and you don't pray. You're not a praying people. We are false people that personify an image that is false. You can kid your own damn wicked mind. But that's the truth. There's a sister that calls me. She says, I just love the way you preach. I hope she does.
Because I'm not going to change anything for anyone. Hallelujah. And I don't need your hallelujah or your oh man. It makes no difference. I like your coldness because iniquity is there. That's why you're cold. You see, that's why you look cold. And that's why you act cold. You see how y'all started that up? Because iniquity shall abound. I watched some of you in your hypocrisy. You cold devil of hell. But I tell you what, you're dealing with a true warrior here. Because iniquity shall abound, the Ahava. No correction, Yah. No mishpatim. Can I ask you all a question? Can you tell when someone is cold toward you by the expression? I said to that preacher there when I finished ripping him a new body part, you could sense the coldness of death in the man. It did not make me any difference at all. I did not care how he felt toward me. Because he's leading the people down a blind dog ditch to hell. The man said, this is the preacher that I want to come down to our place and you let him talk to us. Well, the man is not going to allow me to come. I have no problem with that. I'm not caught up in that. I could preach all over the world. People write me, Pastor Roberts, we need this here in India. We need it here in Kenya. We need it here in Ghana. We need it in Malaysia. We need this here in the Philippines. I get letters like that all the time inviting me to come. All the time, brother. I just want us brothers to be of strength that if Yah says send this one, then I can send that one. And that one can go in the strength of Yahshua. But brothers, it began by getting your petty ways right. Your conniving ways right. Hallelujah. No, it's not Pastor Robert's place to go to India. And I'm not going to India. And I'm not going to China. You understand. But I get invitations all the time. Just yesterday, Pastor Roberts, dear, bless you, Pastor Roberts, Sister Roberts. Please, we need this message here. I could go to India and I could preach 3 times a day for 30 days straight. Let those men hear, and they take the same words. We hear Shaul, do we not? Are we hearing Yaakov here? Well, you better hear him. He said, the tongue, I want to show you something. He said, for the tongue is a little member, but it boasts its great thing. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles. You see, it's a small matter, but that damn thing in your mouth, it will kindle a great thing. Now, I'm leaving something here because, can I tell you, brothers and sisters? If you have a tongue of iniquity, you're going to train your sons and daughters. That's what David said, in sin that my mother conceived me, and in iniquity was I shapen. So if your life is full of iniquity, your tongue is going to boast iniquitous things, and you're going to train them up that way. And this is a Jezebel spirit today. It doesn't want to take responsibility. See, a whore doesn't want to take responsibility of her sins. Oh, I'm going to drive this, hallelujah. Oh, I had my message ready to go. I was going to finish that, but this right here is needed for Yisrael. This is a total lustness generation. You do more talking, but no praying. As Deacon Horn said, you do more gossiping, but no studying. Those that are listening and you that are sitting here, and I can get specific and lay my hands on you. There are some that are quieter than others, and there are you that your mouths are vile cistrums of iniquity. Because there's something that's spewed from your lever that is wicked, it is wrong, and there's no power to govern it at all. Cast them out, yeah. I don't give a damn who it is. Do you understand me? You shall make sure I look at every last one of you. I don't care who you are. Hallelujah. You know what? If you had a weak, passive man, you would rob him of his nature as a man. That's why Yah says to Ezekiel, Yah, don't be afraid of their countenance. Don't be concerned with that. And believe me, I am not concerned with that because my countenance is more adamant than yours. And that's a fact. That's a fact. And I will not capitulate. I will speak that your love may be right with Yeah. And that you may walk circumspectly. And that you may consider. Consider Him. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to drive this today. That's all right. You won't escape. You can hide under your flesh, but you won't escape. You hide under your damn wicked pride, but you won't escape. You can hide under your spirit of whoredom, but you will not escape the sword. Hallelujah. Because I have the sword of Yah, which is His word. And I declare unto you the counsel today that is needed. Hallelujah. Verse 6 he says, and the tongue. And the tongue is a fire, and it is a world of purity, of iniquity. It has no restraints. The husband will say anything, the wife, she has no regard how she approaches her head. Woman, don't you know you have a husband man to save your house? Jezebel says, I don't need it. Well, that's what this world has taught this ignorant, damnable generation. For he is the savior of the house. Is Joshua a man? Or was he a woman or in between she thing? He was a man. He was not a faggot. He was a man. He was not a woman. He was a man. You are still mindful. As Deacon Horn reminded us, he considers man. And he is still going to consider man. Whether you consider him or not, fool, it makes no difference at all. What is man that he is mindful or that he considers Yahweh? You know, ask them what you preached on, and most of them had forgotten. What a truth of edifying. The truth of strength to judge every nook and cranny of your heart. You didn't consider what he said. Hallelujah. Well, his message was more robust than what you said. Toda ya. He's only said under this preacher to learn it that way. So, toda. Preach like that, son. Tell us the truth. Began with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. Now, is that your neighbor's tongue or your tongue? It says it's a fire of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. That it, what does it do? It defiles what? Can I ask you all a question? If someone comes around you and you smell their stench, can you not discern that their bodies are full of odor? Can you not discern that they're defiled? When you come in my presence, I know whether you are clean or defiled. And it is your own tongue that defiles your mind, your attitude. I watch some of you cold, wicked ones. And I say it without any kind of apology. And you will know what a man is doing right by his fruit. You will know what a daughter's son is doing right by her fruit. Your apologies in the past meant nothing. It is almost like a man committing adultery with his wife. He just can't say, I'm sorry. He can't say, I'm sorry. He can't get say, I'm sorry. He can't get I'm sorry. You can't get I'm going to stop. He can't get I'm sorry. He can't get I'm sorry. That's a heart of iniquity. Is something there. And you must be gone in your heart. You must cleanse yourself from your iniquitous ways. And how do you do that? Because we're young. We're young in the truth. You're young ones. Every day we see how young we are as Yah began to show us what little we know. There's only one way that a young man, we that are young, we that are body of HaMashiach, that can cleanse ourselves from sin and iniquity. That is by taking heed. That is why by considering. That is why taking thoughts of what the word of Yahweh says. That's why we're not cleansed. Because we don't take heed to what Yah says. Hallelujah. We don't take heed, brothers and sisters, to what Yahweh says. And so my prayer often, I say this and I'm going to say it until I die. Raise up Yah, the strong man. Raise up the men of valor, the Gideon warriors that will fight, the Uriah that will lay down his life for the king. And I am determined I'm determined I have nothing to live for but the King's honor. Nothing. Hallelujah. Not living for wife, but todaya for wife. But I'm living for His sake. And I've experienced marriage as long as many, most of you all here and those that are listening. Do you understand? It was one thing that people, even when my wife and I was married 5, 6, 7, 8 years, they would think that we've just gotten married because they would say, you act so newlywed. Because it was a pleasurable thing to hold her hand, to be kind, to be gentle to her, and she to be kind and sweet to me. That's the way it was. There wasn't no raising hell in my house and fighting. I enjoyed her presence. I'm getting old now, so we just sit and have to wake up at night and say, you're snoring a little bit. And she has to say, well, you're snoring, preacher. Oh, well, it's getting older. But that's the way it was. You see how quiet you hypocrites get? Hallelujah. I'm not going to take that away because of you. That's the way it was. My natural kinsmen would look at us because we were whole hand. I'll never forget, I'll tell you the story. I'm going to finish my message today. My brother that's dead, my natural brother, he will look at me. He was a little man. He's very small. He was smaller than Brother Josh. Small man. Probably weighed 120 pounds, 25 pounds. Had big old eyes. He had beautiful white eyes. When the pupil was black, soot. Very beautiful eyes. And because of his drinking, his eyes became dark and muddy. But he would look at me, and this is what he would say to me. He would just look at me. He would stand there and look at me. He would just look. And these are his words. He would look at me. And he would say, look at that big bastard. That's what he would call me. That's how he would say it. He said, look at that big bastard. That's what he would say. That's what he would call me. He would say, look at that big bastard. He would say that to me. And then he would say this. That big bastard. He loves that woman. See, he didn't know what love was. But he could sense that there was something there. That emanated love. Do you understand? He would say, that big bastard. He would say that often to me. Look at you, you big bastard. Look at her, look at her. That's what he would say. Even though he was a fool. Because iniquity shall abound. Then love, it waxes cold. Husband love for the wife. Wife love for the husband. Mother's love for the children. Mother's love for the husband man. I'm going to tear your whole house down today. I don't care who you are. I'm going to rip your whole hinges off. I'm going to show you how you have tempered your house too. The mortar is not the mortar of Yah. It is not the tempered mortar of Yah. You see, those bricks that we laid out there, there were some that the mortar was not tempered right. And some places it's cracked. You got to have the proper amount of sand and the proper amount of cement and calcium in there and lime in there in order for it to sit right. And if you don't, then you have a crack in the wall like we got up here. It's just here that you don't see it. But it has to be that way. And when the mortar is not tempered right, then you crack. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. We're going to do that today. Todayah. He said that tongue is a vile thing. The tongue is a fire. It is a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that defiles the whole, not some, but it defiles the whole body. And when something is defiled, you know it. When something stink, you know it. I got this habit that when I sweat in things or I exercise a little bit, I will wear the same thing over and over for a week or two. And it gets very raunchy and vile. Even though I have things I can put on. And all of a sudden my little place there, you can smell it. The stench of the aroma of the putrefied things that have coming out of my body. The stench of the unclean things that are pouring out of my pores, of my sweat. And you can tell when something is defiled. I can. And there is defilement among Israel. You see the wickedness. You see the mind. You see the minds defiled. You see the eye pupils. They don't dilate like they were when I was growing up. They're crazy looking. They're twisted looking. You wonder why the children are twisted looking, because the tongue is a world of iniquity.
And when that wicked mammy talks to her son and daughter with that thing, she's pouring out iniquity. When that vile, weak daddy talked to his sons and his daughters with that weak tongue, he's pouring out iniquity. He opens them up to the ruah of iniquity, to the spirit of iniquity. That's why the man must know his place in Yeshua, and the woman must know her place in the man. And as long as I am here, then woman, you're going to know your place in the man. And that man is Yeshua HaMashiach. It's a world of iniquity. It defiles not just some, it defiles the whole body. It is your member. It is your member. It defiles you. It makes you stink. It makes you rotten. It makes the wives cold. And there are some wives, and I said here that here you are cold. Your expression, your demeanor. You're cold. No robustness and no feminine essentials that are needed for things to be pure. Oh, there will be someone to write me and say, bless you, Pastor. I needed that. You don't have to receive it. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to read you the letter, the two letters today. The brother that I wrote, I reproved him like I'm talking here. And I can sense the tears in his letter, the way the letter is written to me. It defiles the whole body and it sets on fire the course of nature. It destroys everything that Yah has placed in his proper place. It destroys everything. It destroys friendship. It destroys kindness. There's nothing, wife. There's nothing, husband. Like the wife saying something to the husband that is so belligerent, so wicked. Or the wife saying something to the husband. There's nothing like that. It cuts. It leaves scars. And every cut leaves a scar. It may grow over, but the scar tissues are there. And when you began to allow that damn thing called the tongue began to utter, it sets on fire the course of nature. Y'all ordain a man to have a wife and a wife to have a husband man. And when you go from under the nature of the order of Yah, you will set on fire the course of the natural act that Yah has placed upon the earth for man and woman to enjoy the beauty and the comfort of Yah under that auspice. So it sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on the fire of hell. Still the hell fire now. Still the hell's truth. It's going to be set on the course of fire of hell. That's what's going to happen. There's no one that is walking in iniquity and their tongue is full of iniquitous work. When they are disloyal, first of all, unto Yah, when there is no loyalty to the commands, the instructions of Yah, they can never instruct anyone. I don't care whether it's their sons or their daughters, they can never instruct them in the things of Yah. And when they instruct them, I will show you us in the book what's going to transpire. I will show you in the book that you don't even love, that you don't even read. It doesn't inspire your heart because you don't believe it's inspired of Yahweh. So it has no depth of root in you at all. And that's why we are shallow. The roots are not deep roots. You know, every year I learn things about growing. Because I don't like to sit idly and waste time. I don't care what it is, whether I'm listening to something or reading something. I want to understand things in a greater depth. Now, many times I'm segregated from Sister Rob because I'm trying to learn something, really. For the general prosperity of this community. I want the community to prosper. I'm not going to let any raving dog, a dog, do anything to destroy the future of this place. No dog. You understand? So I study things and I look at things to enhance things here. As Deacon Horn reminded us that we should have not some narrow perspective or vision, but we should have our peripheral clear that we can see beyond just putting some poles in the hole. We must understand the ramification, what that produces. When that produces that, then that's going to be for that. And then this is going to produce this. And we need that for this. And this, we're going to need that to undertake care of that and that to do this. And so what he was trying to say to us, it's more than just a little some narrow scope that we look at. We're not looking at a little narrow scope.
But those brothers go hunting on those nice fine scopes. You see a parameter view, but it brings it down to the point, doesn't it? But that doesn't mean that the branches you see and all of that, it brings that branch up closer, because if you had a shot, then the trajectory of the bullet would hit that branch. Yeah, threw it off a little bit. You miss your mark. And it's just that seed of iniquity in our own hearts that throws us off the mark constantly. And remove us from the presence of Yah. That's what does it. That's why you can't pray. You can't worship. That's why the things of Yah do not excite the heart. I said to the people on Friday Eve, as I was praying with the little ones, and I pray with them, and we dance together, whether you like it or not, we sing. And I said to them, just rejoice. I said, whether things are bad, rejoice. What do you have to lose? Whether things are wonderful, rejoice. So you see, Yah is telling us, rejoice regardless. When things are hard, they're still hard. Rejoice. Yeah, you don't understand what I'm going through, but still rejoice. You're still going through it. Yeah, you don't understand the difficulty, but yes, I do. Still rejoice. What do you have to lose? See, because he commands us something simple like that, we don't do it. Because of our iniquity. Because of our iniquitous way. But Pastor Roberts, you don't understand. Lies. Your situations are not that difficult. Your problems or perplexity are not that difficult. They're not out of touch with reality. Rejoice. And again, he says, just rejoice. But Yah's heart, still rejoice. What are you going to lose by rejoicing? If it's tough, or if it's raw, if it's a hard time or a wonderful time, what do you have to lose by rejoicing? You have nothing to lose. It is a seed of iniquity. See, when Yah corrects us, we don't rejoice. Hallelujah. You don't rejoice because you despise that above all things. When the matter of Yah instructs you, you rise up in your iniquitous wickedness. And I've watched it among us here. Hallelujah. But you can't break this man here. No, you cannot. You boast in yourself? No, I boast in Him. I boast in Yahshua. Hallelujah. He came to do the will of His Abba, didn't He? Came to please Him. And I'm going to please my HaMashiach. I'm going to make sure that He's well pleased in what I'm doing. Hallelujah. So that tongue of yours is going to be set on the fire of hell. It's going to be destroyed. Verse 7, for every kind of beast. Do you hear that? Does it say some or every kind? Even the most ferocious grizzly. Even the great white shark. Even the most powerful rhinoceros. Every beast. And there's nothing more ferocious than the great whites. I like that beast. I really do. It's menacing. It prowls for one thing. It doesn't play. It prowls to eat. That's what it does. And no other beast in the ocean plays with it. It has a suckling fish that grab a hole, make sure it stays clean, the parasites, and they're rewarded by the little things that fall off from its kill. They're rewarded. But it says this. You can figure some of the most ferocious beasts, the lion, the lioness, the tiger, leopards, elephants, every beast, every kind of beast and bird, and of serpent and of things on the sea is tamed. And you can tame everything. They tame vipers, cobras, by the blowing of their little horn, the cobra rises up, doesn't strike. They can train everything, but there's something so vile, so full of iniquity, that's why it's going to have to be set on the fire of hell. It says, and have been tamed by mankind. It has been tamed. You can tame a great white that it will eat out of your hands. You can tame a lion that will eat out of your hand. You can tame a hummingbird that will come and sit right by you and eat. You can tame a squirrel that will come right to your hands and eat. You can tame deer that will come right to you and eat. Everything can be tamed but this vile thing that is known as a tongue. Because it's full of iniquity. He said, but the tongue can no man tame. Because it is a sweet thing
It is a what? It is a what? Unruly, evil, it respects no one. It doesn't even respect those that they think they respect. You find a tongue that will be unruly against a brother or sister, it will be unruly against you. It is an evil thing. And when you spew that damn poison into your sons and daughters, your lies of iniquity, I'm telling you, you hypocrites of Israel, you better get right. You're phony preacher. No, if I was phony, I couldn't talk like this. And Sister Colby, last night, you could listen in her voice. I didn't answer the telephone because I don't talk on the Shabbat. When the Shabbaton began, I just don't talk. You could hear a voice trembling and the weeping. See, Pastor Roberts, I just need to get this one thing right. And you could hear the broadcast going in the background. She says, I'm here listening to the broadcast. And this is very serious. And you know it's serious. I can tell the sincere nature in the daughter of Zion. Please call me at your earliest convenience. This is a wicked generation. The tongue is an unruly evil. Disregard. I've had some of the most Jezebel spirits of disregard. Well, that it's irrelevant. It's relevant. What Yah says to us is relevant. It's an unruly evil thing. Do y'all hear that? Oh, not mine. I guarantee you they're all the same color. And my brother or my sister, if it's unruly with you, it will be unruly with her. If it's unruly with him, it will be unruly with him. It is an unruly thing. It is not rule. That's why the power, that vow thing, must be governed. It cannot just utter what it wants to. It cannot speak what it wants to. We think we can speak our mind. Well, most of the time, not forgive me, Yah. Our minds are juvenile. They're immature. They don't have the maturity of a man or woman. That's why Solomon, when he looked for one, he saw the power of Yahshua in the midst. No, there was no king there that he saw. He could not find one woman. The tongue is an unruly thing. It's full of iniquity. And you wonder why the children like the parents or the parent? Because they're full of iniquity. Mamas, you all better get it right. You think it's a small matter. You wonder why the little daughters and sons are cold? Because the mom is cold. The dad is cold. You wonder why they act crazy as hell? Because the mom is a fruitcake. Hallelujah. I have a friend. His name is Yahshua HaMashiach. And if he's counted as your friend, then we're friends. If he's not, then I don't want your friendship. Preach the truth, preacher. It's hard to be found. I was listening to this shallow preacher this morning. He says, he calls himself a bishop. He says this. You preachers got problem with women preachers preaching. He said, first of all, if you got a problem with women preachers, then you got a dead church. I like that. We ought to be dead to this vile, the assembly of Yah is dead to sin and dead to this Jezebel. And I look, and as I listen to this little effeminate man, I said, what a vile thing. He wants us to hear him. Yah wants us to hear Yahshua. He wants us to hear him. If Yah talk to you, it'll split your head open. He speaks to us by the living word. He will always have mediators. He will always have men. Do you all hear me? He will always. You're not going to tear that down, and you're not going to destroy it. He's going to always have a man to stand. He's going to always have a man to stand. And he's going to stand with strength and the character of HaMashiach. He has always and will always have intercessors. Hallelujah. It is an unruly thing. It is unruly evil and is full of what? It's full of deadly poison. You mean that's what the tongue is full of? You think it's sweet? It's full of deadly poison. It kills.
Sisters and brothers, the one that lies to you on this one will lie to that one on you. You count a liar as your friend, you are a fool. You count one, you know what? When one lies, listen to me, they are of their father, the devil. For he abode not in the truth. And when one is not walking in Torah, their Torah lustness. He abode not in the truth. He was a liar from the beginning. And he is the father of lies. And that is what comes out of iniquitous tongue. See, he is the iniquitous one. The man of iniquity is going to be revealed. And the man of iniquity is the hidden damnable thing of your own wicked heart. And the issues of your own vile nature that comes out of that unruly thing. That's the hidden man. That's the man of iniquity. It's an unruly, evil, vile heart that spews out this poisonous venom. And if one will lie to him, on him, that one that lies to you on him, will lie to him on you. Now that's the truth. Hallelujah. I'd rather man be forthright and just confront me. I honor a man like that, but a cowardly Jezebel, I despise that spirit. You can't trust that. You don't know when it will fail you. Yahuda was the one that kissed Yahshua, didn't he? He will know I'm faithful. Do you know why? Can I tell you? Because I will always reprove our sins and our wickedness. Cry aloud, spare not. Is that what it says? Lift up your voice like the shofar. Brother Elder, will you give me a sound on that shofar, please? Lift it up. Bring it up here right quick. Hallelujah. He said, lift up your voice like the trumpet, like the shofar. That I shall do. Cry out. Cry out. And I'm not going to spare any of you. Period. And there are things I just don't expose of you, but I will. Hallelujah. Blow that for me, son. Come on. Y'all get a little tinge of a ringing there? Get a little ringing? Well, that's what I intend to do. Hallelujah. Cry loud and spare not. Show Israel, my people, their transgressions and the house of Yahuda, their sins. You Yahudaites in your damn wicked flesh that think you're right and think you got something. You're a flat out liar. When you cannot bear the truth in your life, when there is no fruit of that. You're a vile thing. Hallelujah. Well, I will challenge you. Well, come on then, please. Please do that. Please. I have no problem with that. I like to sharpen up my sword every now and then. I like to whet it. The wets. Put it on the stone every now and then. Because I know you got a stony heart now. I know that because your countenance is stony and hard. So I like to wet my sword every now and then. Another like putting a little water on the rock and wetting the blade. It don't take that many strokes to get it sharp. You find someone that can wet and sharpen utensils like knives. A few strokes, it goes. And they say, watch this good piece of paper. Doesn't take much. So it doesn't take much for my sword to become sharpened. Yeah, it doesn't take much for my sword to become sharpened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a vile thing. It's full of poison. It's full of lies. It's full of corruption. It's an evil thing. It's going to be set on the course of the fire of hell. It is a vile thing and it defiles the whole body. Now, I want to show you something, brothers and sisters. Turn quickly. Hallelujah. It says here in Mishlei in Proverbs, I have no direction but the direction of the Ruah. You wicked ones are going to lift up your eyes in hell. Remove them all out, Yah. I don't care who it is. That's my prayer. Mishlei 22, I want to read this. It tells us in verse 4. It tells us in Mishlei 22, verse 3. I want to begin reading. It says, a prudent man or a wise man foreseeth the evil. Is that what it says? Is that what it says? So when you find a wise person or a prudent one, do they foresee evil? So if you're wise and prudent, can you not foresee evil? Can you not tell what's in that evil tongue? Can you not foresee the evilness of that wicked mouth? Because you know the body is defiled. For wise men. That's why we need wise men. We need men that are wise. We need wise men. Men that are strong. Men that are not governed by the emotions. I'm not governed by my emotions. Sometimes my wife may think she may be afraid to say something to me, but that's all right. It's not some emotion. It's this wicked world. The people of Yah that are full of iniquity and wickedness. And sometimes I look at some of us and I say, man, it's repulsive. I like things that are sweet with savor and fragrance. That's what I like. The sweet smell of savoring. I like sweet smells and wonderful smells. I do. I like savoring smells. Something that is full of stench. You can tell. I can. You can't tell because you're not prudent. That's why not many wise or prudent men are called or elected by Yah. He takes a nincompoop and he imparts his ruah into him. Let me tell you all this. If you discern that I'm a fool without the ruah of Yah, run from this place. Run from this crazy man. But if you discern that I'm a man of Yah, you better hear. And you better obey. You see, your own damnable detriment. What do you have to lose preaching? Nothing. Because I'm not going to lose my being. I'm not going to lose my soul. No, I'm not going to do that. Hallelujah. And I'll show you why I'm not going to do that. It says that a prudent man, he foreseeth the evil and he hides himself from it. You that are corrupt, you with the evil, iniquitous tongue begin to talk to you, you open up to it. But the wise man, a prudent daughter, Zion, she hides from it. She sees this one come and say, whoa, get away from her. You know, even the old wise women and men would do that. Cutting Coran, cutting Smith, that's old cutting Gene. Let's go on. She no. They were wise. They knew what they were going to talk about. As a young boy, I remember things like that. I was thinking this morning, last night, before the Shabbat, I resort to my little place. Shut the door. Crack the window. Nobody but Yah and me. I got one or two songs that I listen to all the time. I've worn that one out that Brother Charles sings. I will listen to that thing I don't know how many times. Over and over and over and over and over. And I still cannot sing it. And so I listen to one or two songs over and over. Why you do that, preacher? Because it not only does it train my mind, but it trains my thinking. Because that's tough to do. I listen to the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over. And over and over. Yesterday for 2 hours, I listened to two songs over and over for 2 hours, 10 minutes. Same ones. Didn't change it. Rewind it back, same one. Rewind it back, same one. You see, that's what I do with the Word of Yah. I read the same thing over and over and over and over. Rewind and over. The Word of Yah will make you constantly search yourself over and over and over and over and over all the time. See, a prudent man, he sees himself, he hides himself from evil, but the wicked or the simple pass on and they are punished. They're punished because they're simple. How long you simple ones will you love simplicity? How long you simple-minded ones? You love simple things that doesn't even produce growth. Doesn't even elevate the character of Yahshua in you. How long would you love stuff like that? How long? How long would you love simplicity? Yah said, I'm going to destroy you in hell. You better read the first chapter of Mishlei. He will tell you. How long are you simple ones? You're simple. You look simple. You act simple. There is no progressiveness about your nature, your ruah. There is no growth. You see nothing that emanates the ruah. You're not stimulated by nothing that Yah speaks. But simplicity, you love that. I love things that stimulates me. I do. This is a generation that has a shallow root. When you have plants that have shallow roots, then you got to have plants of different root depths around them. I was talking to Brother Simmons the other day, and we were talking about permaculture.
And I was saying to him, because there's a man in Germany, he is one of the most profound permacultures in the world. And I said, you know, Brother Abba, I listened to this man, and he was saying that when one truly, when they truly understand the importance of permaculture, you need no fertilizer, no organic material, nothing. He grows with nothing. Because he says, can I tell you this? He says, I've learned everything by doing what? Can I tell you how he's learned everything? Will you believe me? Not by reading. He says, by paying attention to nature. Just looking. He said, depth, roots that are shallow, roots that dig deep, roots that are medium. He said, one root will cause humidity to come into play. The other one will draw a certain amount of nitrogen. And you need nothing. You see, because we've moved away from the principles of Yahweh, we're an ignorant bunch of jackasses. We know nothing. And I was just astonished listening to the man. I said, man, I would like to just go sit at his feet for a day or two. No, I cannot grasp what the man has learned in 40 years. But he can impart just that spirit or that knowledge in me that will cause me to gravitate to that kind of understanding and begin to watch closer. See, what a wise man does, he tries to point you to watch. And I will show you what you need to watch for. You're not going to save wise sons and daughters. You're not. This is a wall of iniquity. He said the simple pass on, he's punished. By humility and the fear of Yahweh are riches. That's how you get riches, brothers and sisters. The riches of his knowledge. By humility. Humbling yourself. Not speaking with your twisted, perverted mind. I've had people to speak with their twisted, perverted minds. I say, how twisted she is. How twisted you are, man. You're twisted. You tell me they're twisted. I'm not twisted. They are twisted. They're twisted. How do I know that? Can I ask you all a question? I'm going to finish my message today, all right? If I'm a man of Yah, and if I rule well, and I teach you the doctrines of Yah, does not he tell you that an elder that rule, he is worthy of double honor? Does he say that? Is that a lie or the truth? It's the truth. So don't tell me you're not twisted. When you have no fear of Yah, you are a twisted damn fool. You're not even a twisted damn fool. You're not even a Jezebel. Pastor Robert, your superlatives, they're quite frank. I know they're frank. I try to amplify that it may arouse us and quicken us. So when someone talks to me like that, I say, they don't realize how stupid they are. They don't realize that they're full of stupidity, they're ignorant, they're dumb, and they're dumber than hell. They don't realize how dumb they are. It's almost like Hannah telling you that's wrong. 19 plus 32, huh? I got 61. You say it's wrong. 51 is wrong. No, it's 58. She doesn't realize how dumb she is, and so that's what Scripture says. You can only judge yourself. Oh, that's right. According to lining up with what Scripture says. When you judge it according to your own iniquitous, wicked heart, it is a corruption there. You must, that's why he gives us the ruah of the life of the Scripture, that we may make judgment according to the spirit of Scripture. We just need men to teach us those things. You know, that's why subjects that I teach on, and the brothers are learning that here, I'm precise on that thing. Oh, I may go off on tangents, but I come back to the main topic. To get a thorough understanding of that. The reason, the purpose, how to move from here. Sure I do. Why, how did you get that? Because I was taught that way. I was taught that from the beginning. Make it thorough. Make sure they understand. If nothing else, they may not receive it, but make sure they understand. I was taught that way. I sat at the man of Yah, even though he turned against me like a vicious snake at his feet. And I learned to be quiet, as my deacon said. I didn't talk. I didn't have to ask him questions. I just listened to what he said. That's all I did. Never! I've had to ask him a question. Well, what does that mean? Never. Y'all just gave me the ability to just hear what he said. And to take from that and go. As I said to us, how many of us thought about that message he preached and even looked at the scripture? One scripture. Hallelujah. You see, Yah's real and he's going to confront us. He confronts us. We are cowardly and we don't want to be confronted. We don't want no one to actually show us what's in us. We like flattery and lies. That's what this generation loves. That's why mamas flatter their sons. That's why they make them look punkish like. And that's why they make their little daughters bulldaggish and losing that natural flavor as a woman. They make their son, they make them effeminate soft men with no character. Yeah. That's the truth.
Oh, you all get upset. Makes no difference.
Hallelujah. I didn't have no daddy, no men, but I had men around me. They may have been hoodlums, but boy, they sure taught us. Why? Because we honored them. Even though we were fools, we respected them. There was respect for all men, all adults. That's right. And it was more intense in your days than it was in my day. Come on, we all, Sister Horn, Sister Dot, we all about the same. We in that same, Elder Wife, all us. Come on, we in that same group, Sister Dean. Come on. In your days, you're a little older than him. In his days, it was more intense. And you learn more about just listening to mama talk than running your wicked mouth. You listen more about how mama, she didn't have to say, girl, cook this biscuit. You just watch mama. And you emulated what mama did. She put that flour on the countertop. Didn't need no bowl or nothing. Put a bowl in the middle, put a little water there. She began to kneel that dough. How much salt, mama? Didn't have to ask her. You look at her, she get a little bit... That's enough. She didn't have to taste nothing. Didn't have to write nothing down. When you had to do that, your pure mind, because you were submitted and obeyed, it was stirred up, and you did it right every time. Honey, you cooked that bread right, baby. Get me another one of them biscuits and shimmer that gravy. 12 years old cooking like that. Because this damn dumbed down generation is stupid as hell. They cannot hear. You can't hear what the Ruach says. And yet they had that ability back then. And we are more modern, aren't we? We are modern day heathens. Fools. Hallelujah. They taught them. They trained them. It says this now. Hallelujah. It says, thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. Now, that froward, it's amazing because I was researching that word yesterday. Just looking at it, how perverse and corrupt and how wicked. There's nothing like a froward mouth, and Yah hates that spirit. It's one that talks, has no control. He said, but thorns and snares shall be in the way of the froward. He that doth not keep his mouth or his soul shall be far from them. But he that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. Do you all hear that? It's simple, isn't it? When you find someone with a perverse mouth and running their mouth, you that keep your soul, your being, in the love of Yah, you will keep yourself far from them. You will keep yourself far from them. You will not interact. You will not fellowship with them. That's the truth. You find one, daughters of Zion, hear the warning of this man of Yah. You find one that is perverse, their tongue is wicked. They're poisonous. Keep yourself from them. Keep yourself from them. Peradventure that there may be a shame, that they may repent. He tells you, he says, train up the child. Now listen to this. In the way he should go. And when he is old. That doesn't mean during the process of time he's going to turn. But when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich ruleth over the poor. And the poor he really borrows. And the borrower is the servant of the lender. He that sows iniquity shall reap what? Vanity. And that's what you're going to reap. You that sow iniquity with your damn wicked mouths, your twistiness, your corruption. He said, you that sow iniquity shall reap emptiness. I look at some of us, we're so empty. You can look in the eyes, they're empty. There's no gleamer of spontaneity or nothing, that they're just dead and twice dead. That's the first thing I look at people. I look at their eyes and you can just tell so much. And their eyes, you can tell the wickedness. You can tell the subtle witchcraftness in them. I can. You can tell so much. You can tell what they have sown. They sow iniquity. You look at them, they're empty. They look empty. There's no life in them. That's what vanity is an emptiness. They're worthless. They're worthless. You look at them and say, what a worthless piece of meat just eating. That's what the New World Order, that's what this euthygenics is. Euthanasia. Eugenics. They want to destroy man. They want to bring them down because they feel like they're worthless people. They're leaving their carbon print. It's not me that's saying this. This is what Yah says. Even though they're wicked, they have some concept of what truth is. He says, he that, when one sows iniquity, they shall reap vanity. When one sows iniquity, they shall reap vanity. You will see their worth. They're worthless. They're not worth a pot of urine, of cat's urine. Who wants that? They're not even worth a pot of cat's urine. He said, I want to tell you, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. What was the message? Was it one thing that Deacon Horn drove home to us on Wednesday? He said, consider who? All right, so you remember that because of that. All right. At least you're getting a little bit. You're getting somewhere. When I was in school, the teacher would reprove us often. You did not answer. They would come up here. Come up there. Come up here. Come up here. They didn't give you no hot hands. They give you a hot butt. You came to school, your homework wasn't finished. And I grew up in all the years of my life in school, a segregated school until the ninth grade. We didn't have books, but we had those that were willing to take time and teach us. And it was one thing they commanded, discipline. And my mannerism, my concept of life is much sharper than those that have had all the modern technology and that have been trained by a damn boob tube. It's sharper than that. Sure it is. But it was one thing that they established above all. It was the fear of honor and respect. See, an iniquitous heart has none of that. The wife will not respect it. They could kiss the ground they walk on. There are women that love their men so that they would die for them. There's nothing wrong with that. See, when she says, Ba'el, my master, he will say to her, my beautiful lily. Ah, consider Solomon. Consider him. Consider the lily. And Solomon's all of his great power and wealth. Even the little lily did not. Even Solomon could not array himself as a lily. That's something there. Gold goblins and gold throne of ivory over man. That, come on. Even the pimp daddies today don't have that. This was not this trash they wear around their necks with something that big tied around their neck. And yet he says, consider the lily. When she says, my ruler, he says, my lily. As the wind blows, as the breath of my love blows toward you, you shake and you tremble like a beautiful lily. And the fragrance of your ruah that pours out of you, it causes my inward parts to be drawn. If you don't believe that, read the Psalm of Solomon. All right. Come on and lay in my breast. Lay your head right here in my chest. Hallelujah. Feel my back. Feel the riveting force of my back because I'm here to protect you.